So coming up very shortly on today's show, I'm very pleased to welcome into the studio Drew McIver. He's just been in the Searchlight competition with a song entitled 45s and 33s that I just thought was incredibly catchy. I loved the song, great summery feel. Unfortunately, he didn't make it to the final in that competition, but he did pretty good. And I was certainly very pleased to be able to promote that song on this show. And in fact, I love it so much. I'm going to start off our interview with Drew today with a little bit of 45s and 33s. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
You're wearing a diamond star halo, strawberry day glow in a moonbeam smile. When you play yo, that vinyl on the stereo, don't need no radio to do in style. No, no, and I don't mind the static in the box.
Static in the box.
Every time I hear that needle drop on that rooftop from the record shop. So, city music gonna make you glow. Pull some sunshine out the fantasy on 45 and 33. Those 45s and 33s. Ooh. 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 I know it ain't funny that we got no money. Don't worry, honey, it'll be alright.
It'll be alright when the money's done.
Sit back, relax, and let yourself mellow. We'll jiggle like J-Lo. And we'll dance all Friday night. And I don't mind the panic in the box.
Panic in the box.
Every time I hear that needle drop on that rooftop from that record shop. So grab your suitcase, stereo. City music gonna make you flow. Pull some sunshine out the fantasy on 45 and 33. The 45s and 33.
The music make me feel so strong. Turn up the dial to the whole scat tone. A gentleman with manners never make you dance alone. Me never have no love like my old LP. Me can't download another MP3. Just give me that, I'll DJ make me feel irate. Spin another 45 and 33.
Hey, grab your suitcase, stereo.
Don't argue.
Rock city music gonna make you glow. Put some fun turn out the fantasy.
That is Drew McIver and the wonderful single 45s and 33s. Now, that was in the Searchlight competition. It didn't get through to the final. I was disappointed about that. Drew McIver is my special guest today. How are you doing today, Drew?
Great, Jan. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you in. And I just love that song. I mean, I'm probably, if I'd been in charge of that competition, you would have won. Uh-huh. Then I would have been accused of favoritism. Uh-huh. But it was, it's a great song. Tell us a little bit about it, because I think you wrote the song. I mean, it came out in 2013, right?
It came out just about a year ago now, yeah. So I'd sort of put together a demo. I've got these sort of classic YouTube demos that I do where I sit in front of the brick wall in front of our house up north. and just take a crack at it, you know, sort of a rough demo, and put it out there. And people were saying to me, you know, Drew, I think you should fast track this one. I think if you're going to put one on the front burner, that's the one. So I did. I got a gang of folks together up in that area, which is on Georgian Bay, where I'm sort of from originally, like my high school days before I settled into Guelph here, and got some great local players to give it a little flavor. And it was just one of those spontaneous things. We got together. I brought some bagels and some coffee and a bottle of champagne for when the afternoon was done. And a lot of these folks heard the song for the first time that morning. We just took it nice and slow. And we were singing it by noon, and by 2 o'clock we were done.
It was amazing, which is, isn't that typical for the best songs? I mean, the best songs tend to happen that way, don't they?
People used to say that the ones that they struggle with are never their favorites, and the ones that, you know, you scribble down on a cocktail napkin while you're waiting for the bus turn out to be the ones that are your favorite. And the more I do this, there's truth to that, yeah.
Well, it's funny because the video for it, we just loved. I was sharing that with my partner. I thought, oh my God, this is great, because, you know, not only in the video we recognize you, but also there's Tara McKenzie singing backup vocals with Coco Lavalcon mm-hmm. on it as well. Now, I didn't know who else was on there, but it was just so cool to watch. It's a great video. I compliments to whoever did that, but they complimented the song well. And I did want to just perhaps get you to share a few more details about that.
Absolutely. Well, the whole thing just came together on a prayer and a wish and a shoestring budget. A friend of mine who I really knew just very casually at the time, I asked, you've got a camera, right? That was the qualification for being on the crew. You've got a camera, right? HD camera. He said, yeah. And he said, oh, I'd love to come out. And he got there that morning. This is John Brownlow. And he said, you know, who's the director of photography and who's going to be directing? And it's like, you are, you know, you just answer the, you put yourself in that position. And he kind of took charge. But he had a really, I guess, a transparent attitude, the way that he treated it. He's like, there's no storyboard. There's no, you know, we don't have to add anything to this because the story is sort of being a fly on the wall and seeing how musicians get together and put something together without a lot of pomp and circumstance. So he really just captured us goofing around. There's a YouTube video, and there's a longer one on Vimeo, you know, the director's cut, which is, you know, probably adds a minute more of some of the goofy outtakes and some of the B takes as we warmed up through the day. But it was really just point and shoot, and same thing for the music. We just took a couple of cracks at it, and it felt good. And the takes never get better than, you know, the first couple.
Well, it's funny you say that, because the single is called 45s and 33s. And, you know, people say, like, the video is really the new 45, you know, when you do the video of these songs. Was that an intention when you were, I mean, you'd probably selected the song for Searchlight, and then you thought, well, let's get a strong video to go with it. Is that how things worked out?
Well, this was definitely before I had any intentions with Searchlight. But I think what happened was that the previous year with Searchlight, I missed the bus because it gets going in April, and I didn't really have a single per se ready to go that was, you know, well-tracked and well-mixed and mastered and all that kind of stuff. So what I wanted to do was to have a kind of quick in and out, and there's nothing like doing a live off-the-floor production to make things happen very quickly. So I wanted to capture the essence of a live performance on tape, and I'll tell you, you know, since for the last, we did that in a day, and I've spent a year since then tracking the other 11 or 12 tunes. So there's something to be said for getting a sound engineer and a video producer and some beautiful talent, and just rhyming it off, because you catch that spontaneous kind of vibe, you know.
We're going to have you play live in a few seconds, just giving you a little bit of heads up about that. But I'm just curious as to whether when you go through competitions like Searchlight, where it's very much focused on the song. You know, this is the song. We want a great hook. We want to have, you know, the right sort of feel for it. When you go through a process like that, does that have a long-term effect on the way that you think about your music? Like, I'm just curious, you know, like, you know, in the old days, like in the days of the real 45s, I mean, people would, you know, people would produce singles after singles, and then eventually an album would come out. I mean, you know, people were known as being, you know, singles artists rather than this idea of creating an album and then picking a song to release as a single.
Right, yeah. Yeah, the LP, I guess, I came out, you know, a little bit later on, you know, in the 60s and 70s and 80s, people were really producing an LP with a theme and all that kind of stuff and cover art and all that. It's definitely a single, but I would say that would sort of be the, you know, what do they say, the ends justifying the means. There was no expectation when I wrote that song that it was going to be in a music contest or that was a stronger track than a different one. It was just a day in the life, and that was what was on the front burner that day. And it turned out to be, you know, it's a catchy tune. People seem to dig it, which is great. But that's no different than what I'm really trying to do the other 6 days of the week and the rest of the month as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, the new album, I believe, is called Porch Light. It's going to come out soon. When you were working on that, are you working with a theme that you want to fit in, or are you when you pull the songs together, or are you just, you know, you end up with a group of songs that seem to fit well together, and then you produce an album?
Well, you're starting to get to know me a little bit, Jan. I'm kind of infamous for being all over the map. I love bossa nova, and I love reggae, and I love world music, and I love jazz, and I like singer-songwriter. And that's really me. You know, I've had conversations with some friends. They're like, well, are you going to wear a suit on stage? Are you going to wear jeans? Are you coming up with a guitar? Are you going to play solo? Are you doing it with a band? And the answer is yes to all those, and no, and I don't know. And I just go by the, you know, kind of whatever is on the tickling the front of my nose at that time. And I'm not looking to make a cohesive album per se. It's not really that. But there are the common lines in the album are that I'm writing the songs and I'm putting everything I got into it and I'm singing the songs. So it's all me, but I don't feel like track three necessarily needs to have anything to do with track two.
Oh, that's very cool. Let's play music live. You've got your guitar with you, so it's Drew McIver with a guitar today. What are you going to play for us?
I think I'm going to start off with a track that I wrote a little while ago, but it's the one that I'm bringing back to life. Because I never really put it out, except on an old Guelph CD compilation that a bunch of artists...
Which CD is that?
This was a CD, I can't remember what the heck, it was called like the Guelph All-Stars. It was a compilation for Chris Perry, who was a Man About Town here, and he died. And so a lot of artists just got together and you know, put their tracks together. So this is one I did a little while ago, but this is the last one on the burner, literally this week for the LP. So we gave it, you won't hear it so much here because I've got an acoustic guitar with me, but I'm back in that rock steady vibe. I'm feeling reggae. Okay. So this one's going to have a little taste of it. Anyways, this is a song called Follow, and this is a tune about being crazy about people and things, and which can sometimes get yourself into trouble because people don't always want you to be crazy about things. So this is good.
Drew McIver live on Folk Roots Radio this morning.
I've been down this road before, but I don't know where it ends. And believe me, this feeling wasn't invited. No, it just marched right in. So what am I gonna do about this situation? Surely there's no one to blame. To me it seems far too innocent to earn itself such a bad, bad name. I wanna climb a hill and scream it. I wanna write all names in a tree and leave it. But as it is, I just feel ill. Wish we could follow our hearts. I wish we could follow Many times in my life I've been tested. Most of the time I made it through. But Lord, don't let me fail this time, no. Even though I want you to, can we blame the stars above instead of blaming ourselves? 'Cause I know all this weighs so heavy on your mind, but we didn't plan it. Still, I wish that we could follow our hearts. Ooh, I wish we could follow our hearts. Ooh, I wish that we could follow our
That's Drew McIver and a song entitled Follow, which you will be able to find on the album Porchlight that comes out when? I don't want to put too much pressure on you.
I've given it a couple of release dates and they've come and gone, starting with Halloween, Christmas, Valentine's Day, Easter. But I'd say it's going to be out in less than a month. The album's done. It's been sent out. It's just a matter of picking up the hard copies.
Now, I love that feel of that sort of song. I mean, very summery. Reminds me of someone like Finley Quay, who I loved. I suppose I still love, but he was supposed to be at Hillside like 2 or 3 years ago and never made it.
He came close.
He came close. He was in the program.
Yeah.
Yeah, but never made it. But I know his first album. I cannot remember now, but it was a cracking album.
That was the one that had the hit on it, yeah. I'll take that as a compliment because he's got a nice style.
Yeah, but it's interesting because you are very much this chameleon, though. Like, you know, put a guitar in front of you, and then you've got this, you know, wonderful laid-back groove going on. But, I mean, put you behind a keyboard for the Mackenzie Blues Band, and then you're very much into that.
Absolutely, yeah. You wear different hats. The fun thing about – I play the organ and the keyboards. I've always played the piano and electric piano, and I love the Hammond organ. I've always been crazy about that kind of sound. I don't feel all that comfortable sitting at a piano in front of a crowd. Something weird goes on. I feel it's like there's like a weird lounge lizardy thing. You can't move. The microphone sort of blocks the keyboard. It's a funny thing for me. But I do love doing it, and I love being in the back row for other projects where somebody's out front taking care of business, singing the songs. And I get to just sit back there with the bass player and the drummer and yuck it up and make, you know, goofy comments and have fun.
Because I think we saw you sitting in with – did you say in with New Country Rehab at Mariposa last year as well?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
you see, that was it. We spent our Mariposa festival saying, oh, my God, Drew McIver. Oh, my God, Drew McIver. It was like – because, you know, that you sat in with them and then you – the Mackenzie Blues Band, and then you were also with Coco. I mean, I know they work you hard at Mariposa.
They get their money's worth, and it's great. But I'll tell you, there's nothing worse than – I mean, there's worse things in the world. But you'd rather be playing at a festival. You do not need to be watching – you know, I've got a gig at 6, and I got nothing to do. You'd rather be on stage because once you get warmed up and then you start making pals on stage. Like New Country Rehab, that was more, you know, the workshop vibe like they do it at Hillside and other places where they'll just take a bunch of musicians and throw them together. And that's, you know, you have your showcase, but the musicians have such a blast when they get kind of put into these things. You get a little nervous sometimes, like, what are we going to do? How are we going to pull this off? But that's the stuff that, you know, what it's like.
Well, that's right.
Big fan. The crowd goes crazy for those kind of things.
I have to keep reminding people, Hillside Festival tickets on sale today, 10 a.m.
Beauty.
If people want to try and get in there. You know, if you're listening to the show, recommend that. But maybe getticketbreak.com set up. Follow the links from folkrootsradio.com or from the hillsidefestival.ca for that. A lot of people in Guelph will know you through the House of Velvet.
House of Velvet.
Now, House of Velvet are sort of an on and off type combo these days. I know you were at Hillside last year.
We did Hillside last year, and it was a blast. But that was more kind of like a cracker reunion one-off. And it was a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong. We had a good time. But I don't really see HOV getting together like that. You can't turn down Hillside. You know, there's 2,000 people there. And we kind of forgot that there was folks, you know, we're like, oh, it's a chance to play in front of folks. But there was a lot of folks that were, you know, coming up and saying, we were crazy about those shows back in the day. That's going back. I don't even want to say how many years ago now. But, you know, we felt like we were just living the dream back then. So that was more of a, for old time's sake, kind of vibe.
Yeah. So now tell us who you play with currently, because you're... we've mentioned, you know, Tara McKenzie and the
Tara McKenzie and her partner Trevor do this thing called the McKenzie Blues Band out of Owen Sound. I sit in with them. It's the same thing. I'm not in the band. I sit in, and when the budget's there, you know, they can get a guy to sit on the organ. They're actually tracking a song that I wrote for the band, and that's going to be on their new LP. They just won a Maple Blues Award, so it's a feather in my cap that they would choose something that I wrote to put on an album, because they could. They've got lots of songs. They didn't have to take mine, so that's sweet. I did sit in with Coco Love Alcorn, who is I can't tell you how much respect that I have for her as a musician. She's unstoppable. She is an absolute autobahn of capability in front of an audience, and her songwriting and her collaborative efforts. So you know, when she's in a pinch, she'll get me out. I think at Mariposa, I think she had a. She had a bandage on her wrist or something like that. And so I came out and backed her up on the guitar. And I'll take it when I can get it, because she knows exactly what she's doing. And even with 45s and 33s, like, I really think that she really helped bring it to the next level. You know, if I was sitting there by myself doing it, it just wouldn't have been the same thing.
Yeah. We're going to get you to play another song. Hopefully we'll get three... live songs in this set before we have to wrap it.
Sounds
good. The top of the hour. What are you going to play for us now?
I think we'll just keep it casual here. I'm going to play a song called Sweet Potato, which is a little bit more like a pop track, like a...
Which was the another single that you did release.
It was one of two singles that I released in advance of putting out the album. And this one, same thing. I did my demo in front of the old brick wall there. And I made pals with an incredible producer who goes by Slack of the Beat Child. He's down in the city. We caught up at OCFF, which is this sort of music conference thing.
Ontario thing.
And you do your... shows that you're supposed to do at 5 p.m. and 11:30, but then it's midnight and it's 2 and it's 3 in the morning. There's no fans. There's no public. The entire conference is musicians and a lot of A-gamers. So anyways, we caught up and we were having fun. He got me to come down and do a couple of things for his latest release. And then I played this thing for him. And like, this is a guy who tracks for like Drake and Nelly Furtado and people like that. I was like, take a listen to this. What do you think? He's like, I think that you should come down and we'll get this going. So it's you know, some tunes are full of you know, poignant social commentary, and then there's tunes that they go like this.
Full of sweet potatoes.
That's right. Yeah. This will be the first time I've played this one before 10 a.m., I'll tell you that. You warm me like the sunshine. Quench me like the bay. You peel me like a sweet potato. Then you do it all again. All of the things you've been to me, I'm swimming in your deep blue sea. Cook me like a fine wine.
You pull me till I pop. You take a second while I'm breathing, like a Chateauneuf de Pop. And all of these dreams you bring to me, I'm swimming in your deep blue sea. Baby, let's go downtown for a ride. The destination deep, the destination deep, the destination deep, deep inside.
This is where we got a guy named Dio to come and do this, ready?
Well, I never ever thought I'd have a dream come true. I never even thought I'd have a chance with you. But like a moth, I'm drawn to you. What's the kid to do? When you're on the floor, you drop a different kind of dance. And when you strike a pose, you pop a different kind of stance. There ain't another soul in the world like you. You knock my pants off at first glance. You got a lot of sass with your ritmo style. Kick my ass every time you smile. But can you twerk it just like Miley? Nah, I'm just kidding. You're way more fly than that. In fact, you got it going 24-7, dusk till dawn, Toronto via Montreal. I got to sing this falsetto. So here we go. Mm-mm-mm. You warm me like the sunshine and quench me like the rain. You be like a sweet potato, then you do it all again.
That is Drew McIver live on Folk Roots Radio. I don't know how it sounds at home in the studio. It sounds amazing. That was great. I love the version on record, but that was really good. And I love the way that you just jumped in there.
Yeah, thanks. Well, it's all falsetto. People, I was doing some folks, and they're like, so you do that falsetto thing at the beginning, and then you stay up there, dude. So it's just fun. It's just goofy, you know. Sometimes, same thing. I've spent a month writing some tunes, and that one was in and out. And, you know, it basically came to me, and I tried to jot it down as quick as I could.
We're going to have you play again in a few seconds. Okay. I'm just going to give you that heads up because I want to squeeze one more live song in before we go to something recorded. But tell us a little bit about your past, because you grew up in Owen Sound, then moved to Guelph.
Yeah, Meaford is sort of my hometown. I mean, I lived all over the place as a kid. Grew up in Burlington. We moved to Belgium, where I lived for a number of years as a teenager, which was a great comeuppance. You know, we were taking the metro and wearing trench coats and thought we were pretty cool when we were 16 years old, you know.
Yeah, that's a good place to
be. Going out
cool.
to pubs and all that kind of stuff. But came to University of Guelph and stuck it out for a long time. And when you play in two or three bands, you never go anywhere. That's the trick. If you want somebody to stick around, just get them to start playing the bass or something, because you got a gig in 2 weeks, and then you got that other thing, and then you're supposed to go over here. So stuck around here for ages, but just in the last 5 years, just decided to get out of Dodge and return home to the place where my mom was after she died, and just sort of reestablish some roots there. And got a place with my family. There's 25 acres and a river runs through the property, and the Bruce Trail's right off the backyard, and the escarpment's right there. And we got donkeys and some chickens and some ducks, and just kind of taking life kind of slow these days.
Yeah, that sounds like the ideal life.
It's nice. You can always you know,
yeah,
find the action.
Yeah, I can certainly empathize. Yeah. We don't have the chickens, but we have most of the other
right
things
on.
That you're talking about.
Right on. Well, you can, if you're looking for some trouble, then you can always jump in the car and go find it. And sometimes you're like, let's just get out of here. Let's go back to the farm. So it's nice.
Yeah. And what's the music scene like up there? My sense is that there are a group of people who you know, are fairly active, and, you know, the things are, you know, still rolling along up there?
Yeah, it's small town Ontario, and so there are limitations. You know, you're not going to go on a Monday night and find something that's going on, or a Tuesday night. So it has that kind of, you know, vibe that you're going to find in a town where there's 8,000 people. Having said that, there is some incredible talent. You know, I play in some open stages and some sort of jam type things. And the people that are in these things are high caliber singers and drummers and guitar players. And there's a few, you know, folks like Coco and Trevor McKenzie who are hiding in the woodwork. But there's a great scene. But it's not the be-all and end-all of the, you know, the musical mecca. It's great, but, you know, you got to jump in the car if you want to broadcast what you're doing a little bit too. Yeah,
no, that's great. Okay, we're going to try and squeeze another song in. Is this another song from the new album?
Yeah, well, you know what? I haven't actually decided. I think this one is tracked, and what I might actually do is just put this one on. This is definitely more of a singer-songwriter kind of vibe. And I think I might just close out the album as almost sort of a, you know, a secret, super secret hidden bonus track at the end.
That's my favorite.
Where I just kind of bring it down and the hoopla and the fireworks are over. And if you want to hear me just kind of sing a song without all the bells and whistles, this is the one that you'd hear.
And what's it called?
It's
nameless.
Yeah. I'll have to think about that as I'm right. You know, that's the last thing that I ever worry about. It's a funny thing. You caught me off guard there. I'm not even sure. This is like sort of a radical detuning, which is a product of living in a place where you look out and there's 3 feet of snow in your car, and you just hope that you've got enough wine to last, you know, for 5 or 6 days. This one, now that I'm thinking, is basically called It's All Right. And this is just a little tune to let you know that no matter how hard you think you got it, that if there's somebody watching your back, then you don't have it so bad.
Hey, old friend, I heard you got some trouble and you're feeling down. I just called to say that I've been thinking about you, even though I'm not around. With all this new technology, you'd think we'd catch up every day. Seems like we're all talking, but I'm not sure that there's too much that we really say. So just remember that it's alright, it's alright, everything is alright. It's alright, everything is alright. Heard you lost your job, but you've been coming up with some real nice songs. And I know it's hard to pay the bills with what little an artist seems to live on. A lot of creative folks I know don't get too far no matter how they try. But I still play those pretty songs you wrote last year, man, they still make me fly. So just remember that it's alright, it's alright, everything is alright. It's alright, it's alright, everything is alright. Your lady gave up on you, she's headed out of town. I can't imagine what it must be like to wake up with your kids not around. From what I know, she always had one foot inside those walking shoes. But I think you did right by her, and I know those children, man, they all adore you. Just remember that it's all right, it's all right, everything is all right. It's all right, it's all right, everything is all right. It's like closed, another is open. So coming from the cold, for the sun to shine, the night must be broken. So wipe the sand from your eyes.
That's Drew McIver live in the studio on Folk Roots Radio this morning. And there is matching happening here. I just want to let everybody know. This is amazing. I wanted to put a special shout out to Barry, Susan and Spencer, who've sent me messages saying how much they're enjoying this morning. It is awesome, Drew. Absolutely awesome. That's very Paul Simon-y, but beautiful. Really beautiful.
Thanks so much.
I don't even know if that's an adjective, Paul Simon-y, but that's...
Oh, that's an adjective in my world. Yeah. There's no doubt about that.
And it's not a bad adjective by any stretch of the imagination.
Thanks very much. I've got no problem with pretty love songs.
Unfortunately, we only have a couple of seconds left, and I need to cue up the last song, which is going to be one of the new songs that you've recorded. What are we going to play?
Oh, that's a good question. What do you got in front of you there, Jim?
We've got Boogaloo, A Little Respect, which is the Erasure cover, and Just Like the Rain.
Just for fun, let's play the Erasure one. It just that's the only cover on the thing, and I've definitely put a little twist on it, so folks know this one.
So, well, it's been an absolute pleasure having you join us today. When will people get to see you? I know your website is drewmciver.com. When will people get to see you? Hopefully we'll see you around the festival scene this summer.
Absolutely, I hope so. DrewMciver.com. You can find me on Facebook, Drew McIver Music. We just had a little mishap with a date at Magnolia, but RV and I are going to put together another date at Magnolia with the full band. It's sort of a CD release in the next month or so. And I just talked to Dino down at Sapphire, and he does a songwriter's night there. So a couple of dates in Guelph and then all over the place.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
We'll
do it again. Next time you're down, say, hey, Jan, how about come in and play some tunes? Because I know there's people listening out there today that would love to have you back. Drew McIver, it's been a pleasure having you on Folk Roots Radio today. We're going to finish with A Little Respect.
Thanks, Jan.
And Erasure cover.
Right on.
We'll see you next time.
I'm trying to discover something to make it sweeter. Oh, baby, refrain from breaking my heart. I'm so in love with you. I'll be forever blue. That you give me no reason. You know you're making me work so hard. Don't you tell me no, don't you tell me no, so.